Columbia 2 years ago.
I've been there.
All right, we're on round six of 2016 ACF Nationals, Chicago C and UCSC. Toss up. In one book, this thinker begins his chapter, Time, Space, and Modernity, by quoting a letter of the ambassador, Odier de Busbecq, discussing how men called talismans inefficiently use water clocks to tell time of day. This man's Gottesman lectures were published in a book form as History Remembered, Recovered, Invented. Along with his supporter Daniel Pipes, he was compared to Darth Vader by John Esposito. In the Wall Street Journal, he claimed that August 22, 2006 was likely a day for Iran to nuke Israel. This man controversially translated the noun Thawra as referring to the rising of a camel. This author of the 2002 book What Went Wrong wrote an article in the Atlantic Monthly ending with a section titled for a phrase later popularized by Samuel Huntington's A Clash of Civilizations. Now, wasn't this historian who said the roots of who wrote The Roots of Muslim Rage and the Question of Orientalism a prominent...
Oh, shit, it was Said.
No.
It isn't?
A prominent opponent of Edward Said.
Damn it.
Bernard Lewis, toss it to. The founder of this dynasty introduced the Jinshi category to the exam system and built both the Zhuandu Abbey and the Daxingshan Monastery. This dynasty's downfall began with revolts like that of Zai Rang, who busted granaries to feed the peasants in order to aid the prophecy of Li Mi. This dynasty's founder promulgated a 500-article legal code which limited harsh punishments like the Kangue and started the rule of avoidance to prevent officials from ruling their native provinces. This dynasty invaded the Champa Kingdom to begin the third domination of Vietnam. It first rose to power by overthrowing the Bay Zhao, or Northern Zhao, and promulgated the Kai Hong legal code before seeing its downfall at the Battle of Cao Su River. This dynasty was founded by Wen Di, who started the project to link the Yangtze and Yellow Rivers.
It's this week.
Yes. Bonus. These were the first data structures invented for which the technique of tree rotations were used, which minimizes their height. For templates, each name is self-balancing binary search trees, which are named for their two inventors.
You don't even named trees?
What?
No.
You don't
remember
which.
ABL trees. Because it is height balance, the tight big O runtime for ABL trees is proportional to this number of N nodes. The naive way to search through a list and not binary search also has this asymptotic runtime.
So isn't that just N?
It's like this number.
Answer.
Like N.
Yeah. Okay. You can kind of get a self-balancing binary search tree by implementing this data structure, a tree whose shape is probabilistic. Aragon and Seidel first invented this structure, whose properties are a function of a random variable.
Terrible.
A random tree thing.
Tree?
What is that?
Answer.
In most bank trees.
Detreat, 10 points. Toss up. The main character of the story claims that he is no weakling, and if he slapped someone, he'd see all the way to Krakow. Another character in the story first appears barefoot, pinning clothes to a line in her clay house, and shortly after demands a 50 guilder dowry to be paid to her. In the story, Ritsa tells the protagonist that his father and mother have come back from the dead. This story's main character is told that a thick mire exists in place of God in a vision and later has a dream in which he sees his wife in a shroud. The protagonist becomes a wandering storyteller at the end of the story, which was published in the Partisan Review in a translation by Saul Bellow. After Elka reveals that all six of her children are illegitimate, the story's title character is visited by the spirit of evil, who convinces him to put urine in the town's bread. For that point, the residents of Frampol often take advantage of the title baker. Yes.
Oh.
Bonus. Yes. The last of these poems ends with God stopping the pink boat of a man. For 10 points each, name these three poems, the first of which begins, "Men placed your body in an icy niche, but I will lower it to the humble sunny earth." They were inspired by the suicide of Romelio Urrutia. The Sonnets of Death won fame for this woman in Chile's Floral Games, a literary contest in 1914. She took her pen name from an Occitan poet who won the Nobel in 1904. Yeah. An essay by Gabriel Mistral concludes that this word describing the virile force in José Martí's poems is literary babble turned bombastic by its sheer force, and that it is a word that has been stained like democracy. This term also identifies the artistic movement inspired by the cultural cannibalism of Oswald de Andrade.
Oh, right. That's a call. That's the Brazilian
Answer. Tropicalismo. 20 points. Toss up.
Sorry.
This phenomenon gives its name to a device usually consisting of a tube of viscous fluids, inside of which is a mass on a spring, and which is often used on a dual-spin spacecraft. That device is a damper name for this phenomenon, and is often used as a passive means for energy dissipation. One instance of this phenomenon is usually divided into longitudinal and oblique components, depending on whether its components are parallel or perpendicular to the elliptic. That astronomical instance of this motion was first noticed by James Bradley in the 18th century, who determined that it has a period of 18.6 years. Because the Earth is not entirely solid, Seth Carlo Chandler observed a non-zero value for the angle of this movement for Earth. Precession spin in this motion can be modeled with Euler angles. For example, I've seen a slight nodding or wobble of an axis of rotation.
Gyration?
No. Time is nutation. Toss up. This book discusses Corinthian foliage adorning pillars whose height consists of 10 diameters to suggest that established custom is the only reason why there should not be 500 other orders of architecture. It uses the legend of a monk telling Joanna of Castile how to reveal her dead king as an example of fruitless hopes preventing people from returning to natural tranquility. In discussing a planned civil society, it warns that the man of system who builds society akin to placing pieces on a chessboard. This book contrasts voluntary beneficence with enforced justice in a section that also compares human sympathy to an impartial spectator observing one's behavior in the mind. Largely presenting a systematic theory of humanity's nature, much of it was inspired by the author's teacher, Francis Hutcheson. Bonus. Answering the following about reactions that occur at the alpha carbon of a carbonyl group for templates each. Deprotonation of a ketone at the alpha position causes it to convert to an enol. The resulting equilibrium between ketone and enol is given this name.
No idea. The way it's like equilibrium.
Answer?
It's
tautomerism. In the Hell-Volhard-Zelinsky reaction, this functional group is brominated at the alpha position. Derivatives of this functional group include amides and esters. It's a carboxylic acid. In this reaction, an ethyl ester of the reaction's namesake ketone body is alkylated at the carbon alpha to both of its carbonyl groups. Addition of acid and heat then produces an alpha alkylated ketone. Answer, it's acetoacetic ester, no faults. 2006. This artist included a giraffe in a fresco which he made for the Medici village at Poggia a Cino called The Triumph of Caesar, which was finished by his fellow Florentine artist Alessandro Allori. A man with well-defined buttocks drops a severed head in one of his artist's Bresal frescoes on the life of John the Baptist that he made for the cloister of Scalzo. His version of The Last Supper contains a representation of the Trinity above two servants who stand on a balcony overlooking the central scene. Putti holds slabs from Mary's tomb. No. As they surround a rising Mary in a painting this artist created that was partly based on his Pasolini assumption. The most famous work of this artist of the Panciatici assumption was originally supposed to contain St. Bonaventure instead of St. Francis. In that painting, two angels wrap their arms around the legs of the tall figure who holds Jesus and stands on a pedestal decorated with some mythological monsters. For that point, it was faultless painter of Madonna of the Harpies. It's Del Sarto. Clause 7. An exception to this legal requirement exists when there are exigent circumstances first established by the...
Like the warrant requirement?
Yeah, for those. Bonus. This composition features an allegro section in its first movement that is notably scored for only flutes and oboes for 10 points each, and about the symphony, whose name derives from its second movement, which features Turkish instruments, timpani rolls, loud outbursts in A-flat major, and a trumpet playing fanfares and bugle calls.
The one with... Oh, actually, no, I'm probably going to get this.
Answer? Military Symphony. The Military Symphony is one of the 12 symphonies written by Joseph Haydn during his time in this English city. Ralph Vaughan Williams titled his second symphony for this city, whose Royal College of Music he attended.
London.
This London Symphony, the first listed in the Hoboken catalog, has the oboes quote the aria Viva la Liberté from Mozart's Don Giovanni in its final movement. It also includes a bassoon fart in its second movement. Answer?
Sunrise.
It's number 93. 10 points. Toss up. proteins that bind this molecule typically have a three-part motif consisting of space GXXXGK, DXXG, and NKXD consensus sequences. One protein that breaks down this molecule is inhibited by both Pseudomonas exotoxin A and diphtheria toxin. Disassembly of the CoP2 coat in new vesicles is triggered by ARF and SAR1P breaking down this molecule. In the nucleus, its breakdown causes importins to dissociate from and exportins to associate with their cargo. The breakdown of this molecule causes the counterclockwise rotation of the small ribosomal subunit by protein EF2. GEFs promote the dissociation of one product of its breakdown, and its breakdown is activated by GAPs. RAB and RAN, which are part of the RAS superfamily, break down this molecule. Seven transmembrane receptors are coupled to heterotrimeric proteins whose alpha subunit binds to and breaks down this molecule called G proteins. Now, what's in this purine triphosphate?
Wait, it's just like cyclic AMP.
No. That is not ATP.
Oh.
Is it GTP?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
cheap protein. Bonus. One attempt to kill this man resulted in the killing of a Moroccan waiter named Ahmed Bochiki and his musician brother Chioko Bochiki in Lillehammer, Norway. For 10 points each, name this terrorist known as the Red Prince who led Force 17 and served as chief of security for Fatah.
I thought I had to do it against
for
it,
but... Answer. This is Ali Salama. Operation Wrath of God against Salama was authorized by this Israeli prime minister, known as the Iron Lady of Israeli politics. She resigned in the aftermath of the Yom Kippur War. As the representative of the British Mandate Palestine, Meyer attended a 1938 conference at this city convened by FDR to gain support in accepting Jewish refugees. Another set of treaties signed here brought an end to an eight-year conflict that included the Philippeville Massacre. Answer?
Paris.
Evian. 10 points.
Evian awards. Yeah.
Toss up. Along with his father, this man bought the magazine American Agriculturist and used it to further his platform of increased education and lower farm taxes. This man created a unified enforcement agency headed by Elmer Irie. His subordinates, Randolph Paul and John Pell, helped him formulate a report to the president that led to the formation of the War Refugee Board. He ascended to his highest office after the resignation of William Wooden. This man's father of the same name served as an ambassador to the Ottoman Empire, in which role he exposed the Armenian Genocide. This author of the book, Germany is Our Problem, proposed that the Ruhr must be stripped bare so that it could no longer serve as an industrial area, which was his namesake plan. Van Epplesen was Secretary of the Treasury who funded agencies like the Public Works Administration while serving from 1934 to 1945. No.
Marshall?
Henry Morgenthau.
Yeah, Morgenthau.
Yeah.
Toss of 10. Okay. Many references to this character were changed after his creator sold his house to James and Eliza Davis. This character claims that the worst thing about a woman is that a very little thing serves to call up some long-forgotten feeling, but that the best thing is that it never lasts. He reveals that some papers are hidden in a chimney in the penultimate chapter of the novel, which is titled For His Last Night Alive. This character sends Noah Claypole to spy on a woman who meets with Rose Maley. He often admonishes others to not peach on him, and was likely inspired by the real-life Ikey Solomon. This character works with monks to bring about Nancy's death, and he beats the Artful Dodger when he fails to bring another...
Oh, boy.
Fagin. Yes. Bonus. This series originally contained 106 photographs, most of which were destroyed by Life magazine for 10 points each. Under the series of nearly a dozen photographs depicting the Omaha Beach invasion on D-Day, the artist's autobiography takes its name from the caption of some of these photos slightly out of focus. Answer?
The Fallen Soldier.
The Magnificent Eleven. It's a series by this Hungarian photographer who captured a loyalist militiaman on the moment of death and is the Fallen Soldier.
Kappa.
In 1947, Kappa and John Steinbeck toured this country producing a photo-illustrated journal of the experience that included some haunting images of the ruins of Stalingrad.
So, Russia.
Yeah, 20. And the South.
So, at the half, and after the second Dickens question of the day, I have 60 to 55.
Yep.
All right, 12 to 11. This composition's last movement features a descending idea in D at a slightly faster tempo than a descending idea in the tonic key, the latter of which is shared between the entire string section. Its third movement opens with the strings playing a moto perpetuo before two oboes enter, playing the first instance of a theme that later takes on a quarter-dotted eighth, sixteenth, quarter-quarter, eighth-half rhythm. That movement of this piece employs consecutive descending fourths from E to B in a fanfare motif that develops into an E major march theme. Many orchestras use a bass clarinet to play a descending four-note passage in its first movement, which opens with a low bassoon solo and features a loud crash at the beginning of the development section, immediately after a passage marked with six P's. Unusually, this symphony's final movement is marked Adagio Lamentoso, and its second movement is a 5-4 limping waltz, but I'm posing this final symphony by...
It's like... Politique.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was just...
Yeah, it was.
The last of these events involve one party calling the other a crypto-Nazi, drawing the response, "Now stop calling me a crypto-Nazi or I'll punch you in the in the face, you goddamn queer, and we'll stay plastered for them once each." Name these lively exchanges between the editor of National Review and the author of Breckenridge that took place on ABC in the lead-up to the 1968 Democratic and Republican National Convention.
Debate between Vidal and Buckley?
Yeah. However, this other author, Vidal, once stated, "I truly loathed him, the way you might loathe an animal, a filthy animal that has found its way into the house." This author wrote the nonfiction novel In Cold Blood and Breakfast at Tiffany's. After the debate, Buckley continued to helm this PBS program in which he held additional debates with intellectuals like Noam Chomsky and John Kenneth Galbraith. Its theme music was the Brandenburg Concerto No. 2 in F major.
Firing line.
30 points.
Good job, dude.
Toss up 12. The city was shaken by a namesake series of earthquakes in 1570. Its last independent ruler called in a group of scientists to hold a council on seismology. One ruler of this city was known as the North Wind and the Diamond due to his icy personality. A war name for this city ended with the Treaty of Bagnolo, by which this city lost Rovigo to an alliance formed by Sixtus IV. The city, which lost the Salt War, was led by a man who allied with France to win the Battle of Ravenna. A duke of the city made it a founding member of the League of Cambrai and was attacked at Polesella. That duke was the last person to marry Lucrezia Borgia. He was also the son of this city's Duke Ercole I.
Ferrar?
Yes. Bonus. For an optical resonator, this quantity is defined as the ratio of the free spectral range to the bandwidth of its resonance peaks. For an implementation quantity, an etalon with very narrow peak on its transmitted intensity versus input wavelength graph has a high value of this quantity. Answer. It's the coefficient of finesse. The coefficient of finesse is an important parameter in describing the Fabre-Perot type of these devices. In February 2016, the LIGO project announced that it had successfully used an example of the Michelson type of these devices to detect a gravitational wave.
Interferometer.
The finesse of a Fabry-Perot interferometer equals 4 times this quantity divided by 1 minus this quantity squared. This quantity, symbolized R, can be computed via the Fresnel equations.
Oh, the Fresnel equations.
Answer?
Frequency.
Reflectance, 10 points. Toss up. The charge transfer complex between a decamethylferrocene and an ethylene bonded to 4 of this species forms an inorganic molecule, ferromagnet. A nickel zero tetrachis phosphite complex is converted to a nickel two hydride complex in the catalytic cycle of the addition of this species to an alkene. 5 of these ligands and 1 nitric oxide ligand bind to iron and the vasodilator sodium nitroprusside. This species nucleophilically attacks the carbonyl of an aldose in a procedure for lengthening monosaccharides named for Kalani and Fischer. This strong pi acceptor ligand is isoelectronic to both nitric oxide and carbon monoxide. This species' toxicity is caused by its binding to cytochrome C...
cyanide.
Yes, it was cyanide.
Yeah, it was crushing.
Bonus.
Yeah,
one of this author's poems describes the speaker wearing an uncomfortable, stiff, brocaded gown, and it notes that the man who should lose me is dead, fighting with the Duke in Flanders. For 10 points each, name this author who concluded that poem by asking, "Christ, what are parents for?"
I don't know.
It's
not like lurking around.
No, it's...
Answer.
Larkin.
Amy Lowell. Lowell included 24 haku on a modern theme, song for a viola d'amore, and the patriotic poem Lilacs in this Pulitzer Rain collection.
What was that called again? Like, something about the Northeast or shit.
Answer. What's O'Clock? Lowell's prominence in the Imagist movement led this former Imagist to mockingly label it an Amy-gism. He compared the apparition of these faces in the crowd to petals on a wet black bow in his Imagist poem in a station in the Metro.
Pound.
Of the Metro.
Pound.
Yep, 10 points. Toss up 14. The first pope to compile a list of these objects was Pope Gelasius, though the Spurius Decretum Gelasamium may not have been issued by him. In 1571, a sacred congregation was formed to inspect these objects, which were often said to be Donec Corrigatur. The Officorum Ac Munerum decree gave both the cardinal vicar and the master of the sacred apostolic palace the power to regulate the production of these things. 10 rules for examining these things were laid out in a decree issued in the wake of the Council of Trent by Pope Paul IV. The Latin phrase nihil obstat, meaning nothing stands in the way, is added to these objects when it is deemed that they are only harmful to morals. Subsequently, the word imprimatur may be added.
So, like banned books?
Yes.
Nice.
Bonus. This structure was constructed between 1901 and 1907 after a £25,000 reward failed to motivate the effectual extermination of a population introduced by the First Fleet and Thomas Austin in 1788 for 10 points each. This barrier that extends from Wawel Downs to Gerda Cutup in its longest form in Western Australia.
The rabbit proof fence.
In the sand of Windy, Arthur Upfield described a perfect murder that was imitated in this series of three murders committed by Snowy Rouse along the rabbit-proof fence in the 1930s.
Series of three murders in Australia.
Answer. Some Murchison murders. The most commonly used creatures for pulling drays along the rabbit-proof fence were these pack animals, ideal for Western Australia due to their inability to go long distance, their ability to go long distances without water. They come in Bactrian and dromedary types. That's 20 points. Toss up. A collection of essays by Lewis Lapham, intended as variations on this poem, discusses Timothy McVeigh and its entry, Bomogram. This poem parenthetically describes how serious people's faces have become. Bracelets with so many amethysts and rings sparkling with magnificent emeralds are worn by characters in this poem, which describes a ruler who has assembled a scroll replete with titles and imposing names. At its conclusion, one of this poem's two speakers is anxious because night has fallen, and some who have just returned from the border say that the title figures are gone. Members of an empire assemble in a forum at the beginning of this poem, which calls the
Kalabur. So just waiting for barbarians.
Yes.
Good job, dude.
Bonus. Remember to answer the poem about Hindu facial markings. Hindu women commonly wear this small red dot on their foreheads. It is usually made either of paste or a jewel, and is often interpreted as the third eye of consciousness.
Bindi.
Hindus often honor this preserver god by applying a V or U shape of facial markings, or talaka, on their foreheads with a third line or dot in between the V or U.
Vishnu.
Yeah. On the other hand, Shaiva Hindus will often apply a talaka consisting of three horizontal lines of this sacred ash on their foreheads. Its strong aroma partly comes from the fact that it is made by burning the Tulasi plant.
Like, oh my god,
of ash.
Like.
Answer.
No.
Vibhuti, 20 points.
Oh, Vibhuti. I have a cousin named Vibhuti.
We score check after 15.
Clearly.
I have 15, I have
100
and 145.
Yeah.
Alright, top 16.
Wait. I have 100, but I probably missed
it. I have 110.
Okay, that's fine then.
Alright.
You got 20 on one bonus today?
Yeah.
Plus 16.
Oh, okay.
This quantity is joined by three similar quantities representing a neutral scalar, a pseudoscalar, and a charged scalar in a two doublet model. This quantity must not be less than square root of must be less than the square root of 8 pi times 1 third times root 2 times the Fermi constant. Violation of that bound, derived by Lee, Quig, and Thacker, means that the high-energy WW scattering would violate unitarity. This quantity equals the square root of 2 times a self-coupling parameter times the vacuum expectation value of a certain so-called Mexican hat potential. The fact that this quantity is much smaller than the Planck mass is one statement of the hierarchy problem. Experiments at the LEP collider gave a lower bound of 114 GeV for this quantity, which was determined to be about 125 GeV by... time. By the Atlas and CMS experiments. For 10 points, name this mass whose value was estimated in 2012 by the Large Hadron Collider.
Mass
of Higgs boson. Yes. Bonus. This character names a play featuring Ignatius Dollfuss, who represents Austrian dictator Engelbert Dollfuss, and Ernesto Roma, who represents Ernst Röhm. For 10 points each, name this gangster who leads the Cauliflower Trust to control Chicago's vegetable trade.
Vishnu.
Answer. Arturo Uy. This playwright fictionalized Adolf Hitler as a total gangster in his play The Resistible Rise of Arturo Uy. This German proponent of epic theater also wrote Mother Courage and Her Children. Arturo is repeatedly compared to this non-Brecht character throughout the play. Arturo's seduction of Ignatius Dolfeet's wife Betty mirrors a scene in which this man bares his chest and demands that a woman stab him if she does not forgive him for murdering her husband.
Actually, not my boy.
Answer? That's Richard III. Okay. 10 points.
Since you're, like, literary
character... Plus 17. In the mid-20th century, hundreds of women in this country were forced to undergo symphysectomies, in which the pelvis is permanently damaged to circumvent the need for a C-section. Nearly 800 children in this country died in the mother and baby home operated by the Bon Secours Order. A group of old volunteer soldiers in this country, known as the Gorgeous Rex, was decimated in a bloody battle here at Mount Street Bridge. The former wife of a Polish count participated in an uprising in this modern-day country. That was the politician Constance Markiewicz. In this country, a mass grave was found in High Park, housing the remains of women forced to perform uncompensated labor in its Magdalene laundries.
Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bonus. This man frequently spoke at a spot known as the Sandlot, and he was lampooned in a work titled Why I Am a Heathen. For 10 points, each name is labor organizer and notable racist who founded the Working Men's Party of California.
Oh,
answer.
Kearney.
Yeah. Kearney's speeches helped lead to the passage of this piece of legislation signed by Chester Arthur in 1882, which banned the immigration of all laborers of a certain ethnicity. It was extended by the Geary Act.
The Chinese exclusionary.
Yeah. Kearney visited Boston to try to get on the ballot as the vice presidential nominee of this man, the author of the KKK Act of 1871, which gave the government authority to suppress the Klan. This man later ran for president as the final candidate of the Greenback Party in 1884. It's Butler, 10 points. Toss-up. An uncommon myth describes this figure's clash with the great tomcat under the Ished tree. Because he was born from his mother's saliva, Romans believed that his name meant he who was spat out. Priests created wax sculptures of this character in order to burn them alive while reciting spells from a text found in the Bremer Rind Papyrus. This character has a head made of flint, and he is sometimes depicted with 12 heads that represent the souls that are freed when he is defeated. During the 10th hour of the...
It's called, like, A-pup?
Yes. Bonus. This hero sailed to the Kingdom of Dreams, a location where the Malls of Hell stand next to the Gates of Heaven. For 10 points, each name this hero earns his nickname by ripping apart a certain animal's jaws. He dies fighting a Teutonic Black Knight who cuts off his furry ears, which grant him strength.
Answer?
Leclesis owned a series of a sacred mirror that reflects the image of one aspect of this Balto-Slavic god of lightning and thunder, who in other stories kills the dragon Beles.
The guy who came up yesterday.
Shango?
No, one after that. Shango.
Answer, Perun. The witch Spadala attempts to kill Lachplesis by throwing him off the cliff of the Stabarazzi into one of these places. In Greek myth, the monster Charybdis formed one of these things that proved hazardous to sailors.
Yeah. Whirlpool.
10 points. Score check, we're two left.
I have 150 to 160.
Oh, shit.
So, Sandra is up by 10 points. Toss up. In his final appearance, this character's wife is given a sapphire, while this man is made a chevalier for giving a carriage to a man who appears to be a lunatic. In another appearance, this character frequents the Long Runes and earns a living playing whist. This character's two children, Maria and a namesake son, die of smallpox at the conclusion of a novel in which he takes three Sinhalese pearl fishers to Mar Maurice Bay. Before he recaptures a cutter named Witch of Endor in Flying Colors, this character and his coxswain, Brown, escape from a false trial and stay at the Chateau of the Comte de Grasse. This man develops affection for Lady Barbara in the first novel to feature him, The Happy Return, in which he sinks the Natividad while captaining the HMS Lydia. Admiral Nelson inspired for 10 points with British naval officer created by C.
Cornwall?
Yes. Bonus. the originators of the theory used a term coined by Raymond Leslie Boole in 1925 as its name for templates. Each famous two-word term used by Joseph Nye and Robert Keohane to describe the detailed web of connections between societies and states, where the role of the military is diminished and there exist multiple channels by which regimes can facilitate cooperation with one another. Nye and Keohane established the neo-version of this international relations school, which is often contrasted with realism and advanced the democratic peace theory.
Liberalism.
Yeah. This thinker criticized Keohane's reliance on outsider agencies like NATO in his article, The False Promise of International Institutions. He wrote a recent book, Why Leaders Lie, but may be best known for his The Tragedy of Great Power Politics.
Yeah,
Mearsheimer. 30
points. Okay, so we're going to last have 190 to 180.
All right.
Wait,
180? 160, sorry, I said it wrong. Okay, so Chicago's up by 30 points. Toss up. This album's final track was originally recorded as the penultimate track on A Circle in the Round and opens with an improvisation on the standard I Fall in Love Too Easily. This album's third day of recording featured an 11-person rhythm section that included bass clarinetist Benny Maupin and 19-year-old drummer Lenny White. This album opens with a track written by Joe Zawinul that was never performed live, and it ends with a song by Wayne Shorter. An outtake track titled for this album's guitarist John McLaughlin precedes a song titled for its bandleader Running the Voodoo Down that opens its fourth side. This album continued its bandleader's break from traditional jazz in favor of electric instruments and a more improvisational style that was first seen on the album In a Silent Way, but it was in this fusional Miles Davis album that features the songs Pharaoh's Dance and Sanctuary.
Sketches me.
Nope. Bitches, Bitches Brew.
Alright.
Yeah, so that ends the game.
How's that tickle, Mike?
Good game.
Good game.
If you were to...